Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to get a bit nerdy and we're going to be talking about the very, very basic knowledge of neuroscience and brainwaves and how we can use that knowledge to impact us as a conscious parent, okay? Every conscious parent, in my opinion, needs to have at least some very basic knowledge of neuroscience and brainwaves. Why? Because our children are like plants, okay? So, or I guess you can say they're like seeds, plants, whatever, same thing. So every day we're planting seeds in their brains, and every day we are investing in our children, whether we do it consciously or not, okay? Those investments, those seeds that we're planting, those are the seeds of the future. This knowledge, it helps us learn how to best support them and to support ourselves, right? Understanding the basic facts about what seeds you're planting, either consciously or not, and then becoming conscious so that you are actually only planting seeds that you desire to plant and not the ones that you're doing unconsciously. And we're actually going to tie this into what people consider childhood trauma. So just keep your ear open for that as well. And so we're also going to be talking about the best times of day to plant those seeds to truly impact our children, to allow them to thrive in life. Okay, so every remarkable parents, they understand their children's brainwaves pattern, and they use that knowledge to support them in creating the foundation for their child's life so they can thrive, right? So there's this, the reason like this ties into, if you look at neuroscience and things like that, by the time we are, so they say that two things, 80%, 80 to 90% of our thoughts every day are the same, okay? And by the time we're 35, our life is 95% automated. And most of that automation, most of our beliefs, our foundation happens in our childhood, right? So it's really important to understand this, because how can we create a life and a foundation for our children to thrive in life, right? This is it. Understanding their brainwaves, understanding neuroscience, and consciously planting seeds that we want them to have and to hold into their life, right? So we're briefly going to be talking about brainwaves, and I'm not going to go too deep into it, but like understanding it at a basic level, and then how this applies to our parenting, to childhood trauma, and to planting seeds, okay? So if we want a different future, we need to start to think and feel in a more supporting and unlimited way, okay? So our children between the ages of 0 to 2, their brain waves are very slow. They have slow pattern brain waves, which means that they function in the realm of delta, okay? These are brainwave patterns that occur in meditation and our deepest stages of sleep, right? Which is why they nap all the time, right? Because they're almost always in delta from 0 to 2, which is what we try to achieve as adults when we're meditating, okay? In delta, they're very suggestible. Okay, I'm going to use the word suggestible, which is similar to like the state that you're in when you're in hypnosis. Okay, so I'm going to use that a few times here. Between the ages of 2 and 6, our children's brainwave patterns move into theta, which is again a very hypnotic, suggestible state. Due to these delta and theta brainwaves, and the fact that our children, they haven't developed their analytical mind yet. So the part of their brain that evaluates information. The first 6 years of your child's life means that they're extremely programmable due to the brain wave state patterns that they're in. Okay. So every time, everything that they witness, feel, or hear, feel like energetically, emotionally, all of it, it goes straight into their subconscious brain. Okay. So if we say things like, oh yeah, she's shy, boom, they take on the belief that they're someone that who's shy. Or if we say, oh yeah, my daughter or my son, whatever, is not good at this. They're not good at climbing. They're not good at gymnastics. They're not good at hockey. Boom, straight into their subconscious brain. They take on this belief that they're not good at XYZ, right? If we say, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, or like, you know, little boys don't cry, big boys don't cry, whatever we say, they put that straight into a belief about themselves, right? If we, every time they do cry, we distract them with food, which is such a common thing that people do in our society in many different cultures, then what do they think? They go straight into like their beliefs. Oh, when I'm sad, I eat. What do you think happens later on in life, right? All these things happen in childhood. If we say things like money is the root of all evil, boom, that's a belief that they take on. Okay. So if we can negatively influence our children at these early ages, right? Some of the examples that I just said, then it makes sense that we can also do the opposite, that we can positively influence them, right? But that needs one understanding about like this is important and this is why. So, which is what we're talking about today. Okay. And this is the part that I like this negative influence, this what people call childhood trauma, and I'm doing quote unquote, right? It's really the core of it is because of the brainwave patterns that they're in. Right. So I've had someone that I've worked with and they've said to me, like, I hate that. It always goes back to the childhood trauma. Like, I didn't have a traumatizing childhood. Like, what are you talking about? Right. And really what happens is because we all have these meaning making machines. Right. And it's this, exactly this. Right. Because especially the first 6 years of their lives, but, you know, even up to age 12 and going forward, they make meaning of everything. Everything goes into their subconscious mind as a belief. And they don't question it until usually much later in life when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, right? Maybe even their 20s. It used to be closer to 50 and that's when people would have quote unquote midlife crisis. But now it's people are evolving much faster and it's happening in their teens and in their 20s and 30s as well, okay? So what happens is that, you know, if you're like in the middle of like, let's just say playing magnetiles with your child and your phone rings and you answer the phone call and, you kind of ignore your child and you stop playing with them, right? They're going to make meaning of this. They're going to say, oh, I'm not important. My mom's phone is more important than me. Whoever's on the other line, grandma's more important than me. My dad's more important than me. My mom's business is more important than me, right? So it can seem like a lot, but it's our job to kind of understand this information and shift it consciously, right? So it's about, you know what, I love playing with you. You know, saying things like, I love playing with you. Just give me a moment. You know, I love you. You're important. You mean the world to me. I just need to take this phone call for 2 minutes and I'll be right back to playing with you. Boom, right there. It's that simple. We're able to shift the meaning that they make of this situation and we're able to make sure that they continue to take in positive beliefs, right? Instead of the negative ones that they might have taken in. So this is a big thing because most parents are they parent without proper training. We don't get taught these things before becoming parents, right? We don't know these things before becoming parents. This is why it's important to take the time to educate ourselves, right? To learn from experts, to read the books. And even if your child's older than six, it doesn't mean that you're too late. It doesn't mean that at all. You can start to undo some of these things and shift these beliefs into more positive ones, even if they're older. Okay. So it's really about like asking us, it's about having that dream as a family, that family vision, and knowing what values you want to plant in your child's brain, essentially, right? So between the ages of 6 and 12, they move into more alpha brains, which is still very much in the imaginary realm. So up until age 12, our children are more, it's more about their inner experience, right? Which is right around age 12 where they start to like their peers are way more important than anything else, right? Which makes sense. And again, it's nothing about you, it's just how they're experiencing life, their development through essentially brainwaves, and there's other factors as well. So this up until age 12, they're still playing pretend. They still play make believe. They still dream about being astronauts and princesses and whatever, right? And the imagination piece is so important for our children, right? And it's greatly and like creativity and imagination is very important up until age 12. Also after that, but you know, super important before then. So that analytical mind that I talked about before, it starts to form at age 6 to 8, but it doesn't get fully formed until age 12, right? Which is when that they move their brain waves move into beta brain patterns, okay? So then what happens when they move into beta, which is what we are as adults, is that they pay more attention to their outer world than they do to their inner world, right? Which is why it's really important to do all these things and share with, you know, plant seeds of the values and beliefs and visions we have that we want to teach our children before age 12. We can continue to do it after, it's not too late, but their foundation has already been built at that point. You know what I mean? So let's bring it in. Okay, we talked about a few different ages and brainwave patterns and all things and all sorts of things. What I want you to understand is if you are having challenges with your child, I encourage you to take a whole different approach. Whole different approach. If we want our children to grow up and be whole beings, emotionally regulated, self-expressed, loving, conscious, and to be able to critically think for themselves, right? We need to start planting those seeds now. Knowledge is your best friend as a parent. Again, way too many freaking parents parent without proper knowledge, right? And I started off that way too, but I accumulated it pretty quick. I had done quite a bit of knowledge and accumulation before my daughter was born, but I dove really dope, really, whoa, I can't speak right now. I dove really deep into understanding more of this stuff once I became certified as a conscious parenting coach and even after she was born, right? So this is really important to get the knowledge that we need. And the whole saying that like you need what 10,000 hours to be an expert at something, well, that looks like about 10 years of life, like consistently. And sorry, but like as parents, it's a lot more than 10 years because we don't parent that much if our children are in school and we work a 9-to-5 job and things like that, right? So we don't need to let that discourage us though, because we can lean on experts. You can tap into this podcast and other educational podcasts every week. You can take courses, you can get coaching, you can tap into the experts to help you boost that knowledge so that it like collapses time for you essentially, right? Because the more you understand your child, what it takes to be conscious, supporting, loving parent, the more prepared you are to parent, the more you understand what you're doing, and the more you understand why you're doing it and how, sorry, the more you understand why you're doing it, the how gets easier and easier, right? And I've talked about this in previous episodes. Like, if you have all this knowledge and you even have, like, going back to having a family vision and a dream for your family and knowing exactly what lessons you want them to know when they leave your house to go to college or university or to go to work or whatever at around age 18, then you have that foundation. And the more knowledge that you have, the how gets so much easier, right? Because contrary to popular belief, like, it's not a different technique or tool that you need to implement on everything. Once you know what you want them to have, then the foundation is there, right? Everything becomes easier. And that's part of what we're up to in my new course, in my latest course. At the time of recording, I don't have a name for it. But the name that I'm leading with is The Evolution of Parenting. And it's a 6-month program where we go deep into all the knowledge that I've accumulated working with families for the last 20 years, the knowledge I've accumulated through getting certified as a conscious parenting coach, the knowledge that I've accumulated working with families and as a certified conscious parenting coach, and with continuing education that I've done. I'm giving you all the Coles notes of what I believe the foundation of what every parent should know to help make the day-to-day life easier, to help you find more joy and connection and fulfillment and love into your parent-child relationship. And that's what we're up to in this course. It's really beautifully laid out. If you want to know more about it, the link is in the show notes, or you can come find me on Instagram. Again, my name, my handle for Instagram, my account is in the show notes. And we can have this conversation about how I can best support you, if it's through coaching, private coaching, if it's through my programs or group coaching. And we can get you on this track for yourself to start evolving as a parent so that you can really plant the seeds that you desire to plant and that you can create the foundation for your child to thrive in life. Thank you so much for having me. You can also come find me on Instagram and invite me to talk about different conversations that you want me to have on this podcast and to tell me your reflections from today's episodes. I know it was a lot, but I think it's impactful. And this is really, I should say, like the basic introduction of like the basic knowledge that everyone should have about this brainwaves and neuroscience. But we're going to be diving deeper into this inside this my latest program. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote: great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you, one connection at a time. Thank you.